大家低头默祷预备心。
Let us bow our heads and prepare our hearts in prayer.
阿们。现在奉主耶稣圣名，继续我们早上的聚会。
The name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning service.
我们来唱诗417首。
Let us sing hymn 417.
请坐。
Please be seated.
现在，在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来分享圣经的道理。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to share with you the words from the Bible.
这个时间呢，要继续用“要我为你做什么”做题目，跟大家查考。
During this time, I'd like to continue with the topic, What do you want me to do for you?
我们来看一段经节，请看《列王记上》第《列王记下》第二章。
Let us turn to 2 Kings chapter 2.
列王记下第二章。
2 Kings chapter 2.
请看第九节。
Verse 9.
列王记下二章九节。
2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9.
过去之后，以利亚对以利沙说：“我未曾被接去离开你，你要我为你做什么？只管求我。”以利沙说：“愿感动你的灵，加倍地感动我。”
And so it was when they had crossed over that Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask, what may I do for you before I am taken away from you?" Elisha said, "Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me."
那这个事件就是以利亚要升天的事件。
This scene occurred when Elijah was about to be ascended into heaven.
我们今天从以利亚对以利沙这句话，要我为你做什么，只管求我，我们来查考。
Today we are going to look further into Elijah's question to Elisha, Ask, what may I do for you?
那以利沙他求说，愿感动你的灵，加倍的感动我。
What Elisha requested was, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me.
但是以利亚跟他说，你所求的很难。
Elijah said to him, you have asked a hard thing.
因为这件事情不是他可以给的。
Because this is something that he was not able to give.
那可是以利亚已经跟人家开了支票了。
But Elijah already had given him a blank check.
因为他没有跟他限定说你可以求哪些而已啊。
Because he already asked him what he wanted, and he did not give him a limit.
那这个以利沙哦，很聪明的，求加倍感动的灵。
Elisha was very intelligent, and he asked for a double portion of the spirit.
但是虽然以利亚他没有办法给以利沙这个灵
，Even though Elijah was not able to give Elisha this spirit,
但是他告诉他一个方法。
But he told him a method.
那这个方法如果以利沙遵守了。他就可以得到。
If Elisha was willing to follow this method, then he would be able to receive it.
那所以，这个以利亚要升天这件事情呢，我们很多弟兄姐妹以及我们的这些学生青年都很熟悉的。
Everyone is very familiar with the story of Elijah being taken away into heaven.
因为以利亚他在这个以色列国信仰最黑暗的时代被神兴起。出来当先知。
Elijah was chosen to be a prophet in the time of Israel in the darkest period of their spirituality.
在这个在这个北国北国以色列国这个亚哈王最昏庸的时候，神兴起了以利亚来做先知，来传讲警告。
In the northern kingdom in Israel, when Ahab was king, God chose Elijah to be his prophet.
那当以利亚的工作结束以后，神要用旋风把他接回天上去。
When Elijah had completed his work, God was going to use a whirlwind to receive him back to heaven.
二章第一节说，神要用旋风接以利亚升天的时候，以利亚和以利沙从基甲前往。
Chapter 2 verse 1 tells us, And it came to pass when the Lord was about to take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal.
那以利亚要被旋风被接升天这件事情似乎是很多人都知道的事实。
When Elijah was about to be taken into heaven by a whirlwind, many people knew of this matter.
至少在这个先知的圈子里面都知道的。
At least within the company of the prophets, everyone knew of this matter.
因为在第三节，当他们到了伯特利的时候，这些伯特利的先知门徒来见以利沙，对他说：“ 神今天要接你的师父离开你，你知不知道啊？
Because in verse 3 it tells us when they reached Bethel, the other sons of the prophets came to Elisha and asked him, Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today?
然后到了耶利哥到第五节的时候
And in chapter 5 when they reached Jericho,
那这个时候这些耶利哥的先知门徒也是一样跟以利沙说、哦、神今天要接你的师父离开你，你知不知道？
And again, when they were at Jericho, the sons of the prophets asked Elisha, Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today?
那所以表示说，以利亚被接升天，而且是神要用旋风接上去，很多人知道。
This tells us that many people knew that Elijah was going to be taken up into heaven by a whirlwind by the Lord.
那当然以利沙知道了。
Of course, Elisha will know this matter.
因为以利沙是以利亚按着神的旨意亲自选召的。
Because Elisha was chosen as the one to take over Elijah's work, and he was picked by the Lord.
这件事情是神亲自指定的。
This is something that the Lord had indicated was his will.
因为在列王记上第十九章，当以利亚还躲在山洞的时候，神要他回去做三件事。
Because in 1 Kings chapter 19, when Elijah was still hiding in the cave, God wanted him to return to do three things.
神在这个洞口微小的声音里面呼召了以利亚出来传讲他要做的事。
God spoke in a very gentle voice outside of the cave, and he called Elijah out of the cave, and he told him to do three things.
神要以利亚从这个何烈山的山洞回去。
God wanted him to return back from the cave.
做三件事。
To do three things.
去膏两个王。
To anoint two kings.
就是要膏哈薛做亚兰王。
He wanted him to anoint.
第十五节。
Oh, he wanted him to anoint Jehu as king.
是做亚兰王哦，不是杰夫哦，是第十六节是高耶户做以色列王。
He wanted to anoint Jehu as king over Israel.
但是 Hazael is king of Syria 哦。
And he wanted him to anoint Hazael king of Syria.
然后要膏亚伯米何拉人沙法的儿子以利沙做先知接续你。
And he was to anoint Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel Meholah.
所以
to be prophet in your place.
这个事情是神在以利亚还在山上在那个洞里面的时候，神就已经指定是谁哪一个。
This is what God revealed to Elijah while he was still in the cave. He told him exactly who was to take over his place.
后来以利亚他真的照神的指示就回来了。
Elijah, according to the will of God, returned.
但是看起来以利亚他后来就做了这一件最重要的事情，就是去找了以利沙来接续他。
One of the most important things Elijah did was to find Elisha to take his place.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
于是以利亚离开那里走了，遇见沙法的儿子以利沙耕地，在他前头有十二对牛，自己赶着第十二对，以利亚到他那里去，将自己的外衣搭在他身上。
So he departed from there and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he was with the 12th. Then Elisha passed by him and threw his mantle on him.
这个时候，以利亚只是把他的外衣搭在这个以利沙的身上，以利沙就知道什么意思了。
At that time, Elijah merely put his mantle on Elisha, and Elisha knew what the meaning was.
后来，以利沙就真的跟随了以利亚。
Elisha surely followed after Elijah.
跟随以利亚其实也不是过什么好日子的。
When he followed Elijah, he was not going to live a very good life.
因为以利亚他当时候很勇敢的指责当代很多人。
Because at that time, Elijah was very strong in going against others.
特别都是指责王的。
Especially, he went against the king.
那个王最讨厌以利亚。
And the king hated Elijah the most.
包括亚哈的儿子亚哈斯也是一样。
Including Ahab's son.
所以跟随以利亚其实这个工作不好做。
So whoever was going to follow Elijah, he was not going to have an easy task before him.
但是他也看到这个先知，他的这个以利亚先知怎么对付这些这个国度这么黑暗的这些王
？But he also saw how Elijah went against the king in the darkest period of Israel.
因为他跟随着以利亚，所以就是等于是跟以利亚一起生活。 先知过什么样的生活，面对哪些人，怎么处理以利沙，他都一一看在眼里的。
Because he followed Elijah, that means he had to live the same life of Elijah, and he also had to see how Elijah went against the kings.
那当以利亚的工作，神觉得已经可以完成的时候，要把他接升天去了。
When the Lord felt that Elijah had completed his task and the Lord was ready to take him up into heaven,
让他没有经过死亡就要把他接走。
He did not want him to experience death. He was going to take him away.
这件事情在当代来说是，这个是天大的大消息的。
At that time, this was very big news.
因为至少在他们当代，没有一个人听过说没有死亡就直接升天了。
Because at least in their generation, they have never heard of anyone who did not experience death but was taken up into heaven.
古时候有，因为古时候以诺曾经与神同行300年之后，就被神接上升天去了。
In very olden days, something like this had happened to Enoch. He lived 300 years and then was taken up to heaven by God.
但是在这个时代还没有发生的。
But at least in Elijah's generation, this had not happened before.
那所以以利亚本身也知道神要接他回去的。
Elijah himself knew that God was about to take him home.
所以列王记下第二章第一节啊，第二节，以利亚就跟以利沙说，神要差我往伯特利去，你可以在这里等候。
So in chapter 2, verse 2, Elijah said to Elisha, Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Bethel.
因为这个神的信息是很清楚，要接去，但是至于在什么地方，什么时候，没有，神没有讲。
It was very clear that God wanted Elisha to take over as a prophet when Elijah was gone, but God did not tell him the time or the place.
所以先知他就顺着神的指示，往哪里去，他就照神的话去了。
So Elijah merely followed the will of God. Wherever God told him to go, he would go.
那时候，以利亚给以利沙一个选择。
At that time, Elijah gave Elisha a choice.
我既然要被神接上升天去了，你不要跟着我了，你在这边就可以了。
He said, "Now that I'm going to be taken up into heaven by God, you don't have to follow me. You can stay here."
以利沙跟随以利亚，其实不是只是跟着吃喝而已啊。
Elisha, when he followed Elijah, he wasn't only following him to live out his lifestyle.
其实，以利沙跟随以利亚是要服侍他的。
When Elisha followed Elijah, he was there to serve him.
他是当仆人跟着这个先知，然后服侍他，让他这个可以顺利的做神的工作。
He acted as a servant, serving the prophet, so that when Elijah did the work of God, everything could be more smooth.
所以对以利亚来说，神已经接他接我升天了，你可以不用跟着我了啊！你工作到此可以结束了，你在这边等候就可以。
From Elijah's point of view, God was going to take him away, so Elisha's work as serving Elijah had ended. So he said, "You don't have to come with me; you can stay here."
可是以利沙却说，第二节的下半段说：“我指着永生的神。”又敢在你的面前起誓，我必不离开你。
But the latter half of verse 2 tells us, Elisha answered, As the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you.
这个时候是以利沙的坚持，他坚持跟随以利亚到最后一刻。
At this time, Elisha was so persistent, he wanted to stay with Elijah till the very last minute.
他有始有终了。
He was very loyal.
因为当初是以利亚来把他的外衣搭在他身上，他就跟随了以利亚。
Because it was Elijah who put his mantle on him, and he had followed Elijah from that point
forward. 那现在最后一刻，他说：“我绝不离开你。”
And now at this last moment, he says, "I will never leave you."
那从这里我们就想到，为什么以利沙他坚持不离开以利亚呢？
Let us ask ourselves, why was Elijah so persistent that he would not leave Elijah?
既然要被接升天做一个事实，随时都有可能被接走了，为什么以利沙这么坚持？
It is already a fact that Elijah was going to be taken up into heaven. He could be taken up any minute. Why did Elisha remain so persistent?
我们如果从神告诉以利亚他从哪里到哪里这个路程去算算看他所走的距离。
Let us count the various cities that Elijah went to as ordered by God.
因为神指示他们从吉甲开始走。
God told them to start walking from Gilgal.
然后从吉甲走到了伯特利是第一站。
And from Gilgal to Bethel, that was the first stop.
然后到了伯特利之后，什么事情也没有发生啊。
But at Bethel, nothing happened.
那从吉甲开始的时候，神就已经神那么以利沙以利亚就跟以利沙说：“我 我现在要往伯特利去，你在这边等，哦，你不用跟着我。
From Gilgal, Elijah had already said to Elisha, I'm going towards Bethel. You don't have to follow me. You can stay here.
然后后来在伯特利没有什么事情发生，神又跟以利亚说，啊，现在到耶利哥去。
At Bethel, nothing happened, and then the word of the Lord appeared to Elijah and told him to go on to Jericho.
然后到耶利哥，哎，也没有什么事情发生。
And when they went to Jericho, nothing happened there.
然后神又指示以利亚说，好，现在第六节说，你现在往约旦河去了。
And in verse 6, God told Elijah, go on forward to the Jordan.
而且还要过约旦河。
And they have to cross the Jordan River.
我们如果算算他们今天所走的这个距，从基甲开始，从基甲、伯特利，然后到耶利哥，又过约旦河，现在一路走完，他们走很远哦。
If you look at the journey that they took from Gilgal to Bethel, Bethel to Jericho, then Jericho to the Jordan, they walked many miles.
因为从第一站从基甲到伯特利大概至少有13公里，大概就是13公里的话就是八九 mile。
So from Gilgal all the way to Bethel, that was at least 8 to 9 miles.
那你要想，他们都用走路的。
And if you think of it, they have to walk on foot.
如果我们今天要叫我们去郊游散步旅行，如果要走4 mile, 5 mile, 可能要走很久了。
Today, if you were to take a nature hike and you had to walk 4 to 5 miles, you have to walk quite a distance.
那如果我们说我们是要走10 mile, 那我们就可能要准备很多东西了。
But if you're going to walk 10 miles, you have to prepare a lot of things.
我们可能要准备一些，至少要准备一些水啊。
You have to prepare some water.
我们在路上可能会发生一些事情，可能会准备一些简单的行囊啊。
And on the journey, some things may happen, so you have to make preparations for that.
那不用再说从伯特利走到耶利哥，又从耶利哥走到约旦河。
And let's not talk about the journey from Bethel to Jericho and from Jericho to the Jordan.
还要过约旦河。
And they even have to cross a river.
所以在这个一路上，其实以利沙为什么要坚持跟随以利亚？
On this journey, why did Elijah remain persistent that he wanted to follow Elijah?
他就是要跟着以利亚去服侍他的。
Because he wanted to continue to serve Elijah.
所以他的服侍是坚持到最后一刻，他知道以利亚需要有人跟着。
So his servitude lasted till the very end. He knew that Elijah needed someone to serve him.
因为这是他当初跟随以利亚的目的，就是要跟随他。
Because this was the purpose that he began to follow Elijah. He was to follow Elijah.
那你在想我们现在看这个过程，就看到说这个以利沙他对以利亚是非常的体贴。
If we look at this journey, we can see that Elisha took very good care of Elijah.
他的心跟那些其他的先知门徒都不一样。
His heart was very different from the hearts of the sons of the prophets.
因为当他们到了伯特利以后。
Because when they arrived to Bethel,
那这个时候伯特利的这些先知门徒就跟他说，你的老师今天要被接走了，你知不知道？他说我知道，你们不要做声，不要出声音。
Because at Bethel, the sons of the prophets said to Elisha, do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today? And he said, yes, I know. Keep silent.
在伯特利的门徒他们觉得说，老师都已经要走了，你为什么还要跟着？
The sons of the prophets at Bethel thought, the teacher is already going to be taken away. Why do you continue to follow him?
因为他们问他说，你老师要被接走了，你知不知道啊？
Because they said, do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today?
而且是今天哦。
And it is today.
那既然是今天要走了，你为什么要一直跟着干什么？
And if he's going away today, then why do you still follow him?
所以这些先知门徒他们当时对以利亚的，像以利沙跟随，他觉得没有必要了。
The other prophets thought there was no need for Elijah to continue to follow Elijah.
但是以利沙他不同哦，他心是不一样的。
But the heart a lot of Elijah was different.
然后以利沙跟他们说，你们现在都不要讲话，你们不要出声音啊，不要打扰我。
Elijah said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent. Don't say anything else. Don't bother me."
因为他们现在是来，他们，你看他们这些对话，他们都是专门找以利沙讲。
You can see in their conversations, they only talk to Elisha.
他们并不是去问以利亚说，今天神要接你走，你知不知道？以利亚当然知道。
They did not ask Elijah, do you know that the Lord will take you away? Because of course Elijah knew.
那因为他们是跟着，他们是找以利沙问，等于打扰以利沙他的心。
They looked for Elisha to ask him all these questions, which means they were bothering his heart.
这些人在来跟以利沙讲话的时候，其实是让他没有办法专心跟随以利亚。
When they came to talk and chat with Elisha, they were not letting him concentrate on following Elijah.
分散他的注意力了。
They were trying to divide his attention.
因为以利沙他很清楚知道神的指示什么时候都随时都有可能来到。
Elisha knew that at any time the word of the Lord may come to them.
因为通常我们看到这个过程就是神一个信息给了以利亚说你现在往哪里去，那个以利亚马上就走了。
We will see that when the Lord speaks to Elijah, the Elijah will immediately follow.
以利亚并没有迟延说等一下做什么事，他神的指示一到就走。
Elijah did not delay the journey. As long as the Lord told him to go, he would go.
这就是神的仆人的这种特色。
And this is the unique characteristic of the worker of God.
神的指示如果一来到很清楚了，就跟着听从这个命令走了。
When the command of the Lord comes and it is very clear, they will follow the command and go.
没有跟神任何的抱怨说怎么不早讲，到什么地方去一次就好，现在走了老半天，走那么远。
They will not complain to God. Why don't you tell me earlier that I need to leave this place, or why don't you just bring me to my destination instead of going through all these other cities?
而且每一站都要走很远的路啊。
And every journey would take a lot of walking.
好像神让他造了一大走了一大堆冤枉路，好像。没有做什么事，就是走来走去而已。
It seemed that God took them on many paths that had no purpose. They were just walking.
那其实神他都有目的的。
But of course, God has His purpose.
那一站一站的，我们就看到那些先知门徒他们那个他们当时候的心呢。
From stop to stop, we can see the heart of the prophets.
因为到了耶利哥也是一样，这些先知门徒也是在跟以利沙讲同样的话。
Because at the city of Jericho, we can see that the other prophets asked the same question to Elisha.
那以利沙一样跟他们说：“你们不要讲话，不要出声音啊。”
Again, Elisha said to them, "Do not talk, do not speak."
然后后来神又叫以利亚说要过约旦河去，往约旦河去了。
Then God told Elijah he has to go towards the Jordan.
每一次每到一个地方，以利亚都给以利沙有一个选择的机会哦。
At every stop, Elijah gave Elisha the choice.
哦，那结果以利沙都说：“我必不离开你。”一样， But, 非常坚持，每次都一样。
But Elisha remained persistent. Every single time he says, I will not leave you.
那后来现在到了约旦河去了。
Now they are at the Jordan.
他们现在在约旦河边站住了。
They're standing at the side of the Jordan.
那现在是一个考验，要怎么过河。
Now this is the test. How will they cross the river?
河在前面，你走过去，你没有办法过河的，因为那是一个障碍嘛。
The river is before you. There's no way you can cross. It is a hindrance.
那也就是在这个时候，我们就看到以利沙他跟随以利亚的目的在哪里？他看到了。
And at this moment, we can see what is the purpose of Elisha following Elijah.
面对这个约旦河，你看以利亚他把他的外衣卷起来，就打水，水就左右分开，两人就走干地过去了。
While they faced the Jordan River, Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water, and it was divided this way and that, so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground.
那这件事情对以利沙来说是开了眼界。
For Elisha, this is something he could experience.
他看到先知的能力，看到神的大能。
For he experienced the power of the prophet and the power of God.
那他看到困难好像很大，但是如果有神，却是那么容易。
He saw how great the hindrance was, but if God was with him, it would be an easy matter.
因为圣经特别说，水左右分开，两个人走干地过去的。
The Bible tells us the water divided this way and that, so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground.
这跟当初以色列百姓出埃及过红海的时候是一样。
This was exactly the same miracle that occurred when the Israelites crossed over the Red Sea.
这也是跟他们当初在旷野要进迦南地的时候过约旦河的情形是一样的。
And this is the same miracle that occurred when the Israelites had to cross the Jordan River into the land of Canaan.
但这一次是两个人而已。
But at this time, there was only two people.
神一样同样的方法。
God used the same exact method.
那这一次是以利亚他执行的。
And at this time, it was Elijah who performed this miracle.
用他的外衣捡起来打水。
He took up his mantle, rolled it up, and he struck the water.
以利沙他跟随他，这个时候看到神的作为。
Because Elisha followed Elijah, he was able to see the work of God.
看到如何靠着神克服那障碍。
He saw how he could rely upon God to overcome hindrances.
因为这是神告诉以利亚去的。
Because this was this was the command of God to tell Elijah
to go
there. 神没
有跟以利亚说哦，你要怎样过河哦。
God did not tell Elijah how he could cross the Jordan River.
神只是跟他说，你要到约旦河去。
God just told him, you must go by the Jordan.
到河边他们站住的时候，
while they were standing by the bank of the river,
神也没有说出声音跟以利亚说，诶，你要怎样做，怎么样才能够过河？
The word of the Lord did not appear to Elijah, telling him how he should cross over the river.
这个时候，以利亚很自然的，他把他外衣捡起来，打水，水分开。这个神迹，当时如果很多人看见，一定是目瞪口呆的。
At this time, Elijah took up his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water. If many people saw this miracle, they would be amazed.
我们想想看，当初以色列百姓他们在红海边怎么歌颂神。
Let us see how the Israelites praised God by the banks of the Red Sea.
选民的第二代要过约旦河，要过约旦河进迦南地的时候，他们当初过了约旦河以后，他们是怎么样献祭感谢神的？
And the second generation of Israelites, when they had to cross the Jordan River, and they indeed cross it, let us see how they made sacrifices and praises to God.
但是这一次就唯独以利沙他亲眼见证神的这个作为。
But at this time, Elisha witnessed with his own eyes the works of God.
也看到一个单纯的信心能够发挥多大的功效。
And he saw what a little act of faith would do.
也让他学习以后怎么样克服困难。
He also learned how he would be able to overcome troubles in the future.
他这一路的跟随，他现在终于看到这个目的在哪里了。
He continued to follow Elijah throughout all of these journey, and finally he saw the purpose.
也就是因为他的坚持，他今天才能看到。
And it was because of his persistence that he was able to witness such a matter.
当初以利亚跟以利沙说，你就在那边等就好了。
At that time, Elijah said to Elisha, "Remain here, stay here."
以利沙如果真的在那边等了。
If Elisha really remained at the place that Elijah told him to,
他今天能够看到这个事情的发生吗？
Would he be able to witness this miracle?
最后他也只知道说，以利亚被神用旋风升上接上天而已。
And in the end, he was able to witness that God used a whirlwind to receive Elijah into heaven.
他知道一个事实，跟其他先知们都一样的一个事实：以利亚升天，就像我们今天一样，我们说以利亚是乘旋风升天的。
He knew a fact different from all of the other prophets, for he knew surely that Elijah was taken up by a whirlwind.
但是，就是因为在这三次。给他选择的时候，他都坚持说：“我必不离开你，我一定要跟随你。”
It is because every time, every three time he was given this choice, he was persistent and he said, "I will never leave you."
最后，他就知道这个目的就在这里了。
In the end, he understood what was the purpose. He saw it there.
还不止这样而已。
This was not the only purpose.
因为这是看到神的大能。
He saw the great, power of God.
那看到神被神拣选的人所能够拥有的权柄。
He saw that those who are chosen by God have great authority.
然后现在当他们过了约旦河以后，
Now they've crossed the Jordan River.
到第九节，以利亚就跟以利沙说了，我为被接去离开你，你要我为你做什么？只管求我。
In verse 9, Elijah said to Elisha, Ask, what may I do for you before I am taken away from you?
以利亚他对以利沙这一路的跟随他是很清楚的。
Elijah was very clear why Elijah continued to follow him throughout this journey.
以利沙做了一个非常明智的抉择。
For Elijah made a very strong determination.
这个抉择不但让他看到神的作为。
And this determination not only allowed him to see the works of God.
而且他让这个当老师的这个以利亚，他愿意开给他一张空白支票。
His determination also moved Elijah to open a blank check to him.
因为这个时候，以利亚要回报以利沙对他这样一路走来的服侍。
Because at this time, Elijah wanted to pay back the servitude Elisha gave to him throughout the journey.
所以他跟他说：“你现在要我为你做什么？你只管说。”
Here he says, "Ask, what may I do for you?"
这个时候，我们当然不知道说以利亚他当初有没有想到以利沙会怎样求啊，求哪些。
The Bible does not tell us how Elijah was thinking at that time, or whether he knew what Elisha would ask for.
但是从以利亚后来的回答，我们知道说以利沙的回答让以利亚吓了一跳。
But we know from Elijah's response that Elisha's request shocked him a little bit.
因为以利沙说，愿感动你的灵，加倍感动我。
For Elisha said, "Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me."
那加倍感动的灵这件事情其实有很多含义的。
Double portion of your spirit, which
有其他的含义，有一些意思在里面。
There is other meaning to this.
因为我们知道以利沙他既然跟随以利亚要做先知。
Because Elisha followed Elijah to become the next prophet.
他是要继承以利亚的工作。
He wanted to complete or fulfill the work of Elijah.
那从这个工作的传承，从信仰的传承来说，他其实就像父亲 儿子要继承父亲的工作一样的。
From the passing on the faith and the passing on the work, he was like a son who has to complete the work of his father.
那因为先知有很多的门徒哦。
The prophet had many disciples.
因为看起来很多人就跟，因为那时候已经有所谓的先知学校了。
Because at that time there was already a school for the prophets.
这个时候，以利沙所求的加倍感动的灵，加倍我们就想到一定是长子。
Elisha asked, "Please give me a double portion of your spirit." And when you hear double, you think of the birthright of the firstborn.
因为就摩西律法来说，长子一定都是继承双份的产业。
Because according to the Mosaic law, the firstborn will always receive the double portion.
所以以利沙的祈求加倍感动灵，已经表明他希望能够成为以利亚灵性上的长子。
So for Elisha to ask for a double portion of the spirit means that he wants to be the spiritual firstborn of Elijah.
这是他的心智。
This was his heart.
因为长子，他就是凡事啊，他父亲所做的，他都要做。
For the firstborn must do everything that his father had done.
所以他希望能够真的继承了这个先知他的职分。
So he truly wanted to become a prophet.
那所以他要求有加倍的灵哦。
That is why he asked for the double portion of the spirit.
那这个加倍的灵其实还有另外一个含义在里面。
There is actually another meaning towards the double portion of spirit.
因为当时候的工作局势是非常险恶的。
At that time, the work was very evil.
因为他所要面对的王，一个比一个更恶。
For the kings that they have to battle with were more and more evil.
以利沙跟随在以利亚身边，他看透了当时候以利亚是怎么样对待这些王的。
As Elisha was following Elijah, he was able to see how Elijah dealt with each of the kings.
那这些王对以利亚来说，其实他们是非常的不客气的，对以利亚是很不客气的。
The kings were
甚至都想要把他杀了。
The kings sometimes were very rude to Elijah. They even plotted to kill him.
那这么险恶的这个环境当中，以利沙他怎么样能够接续以利亚来做这个先知的工作
？It was such a wicked environment. How was Elisha able to take over the task of becoming a prophet?
当时候先知是被人讨厌的。
At the time, the prophets were not well liked.
因为当这个社会百姓当中都是在做神不喜欢的事情的时候
，When the multitude, the Israelites, the society was doing things that were not pleasing to God.
先知的工作都是讲不好听的话，都是让人听的讲的话都让人听的不舒服，会讨厌的。
The works of the prophet was to criticize them, and hence these were words that the people did not want to hear.
所以在这种情况下，以利沙他觉得他的能力，说实在的，他觉得比不上以利亚。
Under these circumstances, Elisha felt lacking in his spirit, and he felt he couldn't be as good as Elijah.
他认为他自己的能力不足，我如何有办法来做这个先知的工作？
He felt his strength was lacking. He felt he was not able to take on the work of the prophet.
所以他认为，如果没有神的灵加倍的感动，他没有办法完成这个先知的职分。
He felt like if he was not moved by a double portion of God's spirit, he would not be able to complete his task as a prophet.
因为以利亚他这么有能力，这么忠心。他都已经这么辛苦了。
Elijah had so much power and he was so loyal, yet he still lived such a hard life.
那他现在是一个新人，跟随以利亚是一个新的工作，对他来说，他觉得他没有神的灵的帮助，他没有办法完成。
Now he was following Elijah, and Elijah, all the work was new to him, so he felt like he needed the double portion of God's Spirit to complete the task.
所以他求加倍感动灵。一方面也表明他敬重这个先知的职分。
So the fact that he asked for a double portion of the spirit means that he looked highly upon the task of the prophet.
也表明他自己觉得他自己是软弱无力的。
It also means that he felt lacking in his own strength.
他比不上他的老师以利亚的。
He felt he was no better than his teacher Elijah.
就是因为有这样的认识，所以他要求。如果可以的话，我需要要求有加倍感动的灵。
And because he has this understanding, that is why he asked if it was possible, give me a double portion of your spirit.
那这个时候，他这个一求啊，以利亚跟他说：“哦，你所求的很难呢。”
After he made the request, Elijah said, "You have asked a hard thing."
因为这个灵不是我可以给的啊。
Because the spirit is not something I can give you.
是从神来的。
The spirit comes from God.
但是这个时候的以利亚跟他说了一个方法。怎么可以得到这个加倍感动的灵？
But at this time, Elijah gave Elisha a method how he can receive a double portion of the Spirit.
我被接去离开你的时候，你若看见我，就必得着；不然就必得不着了。
Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so.
以利亚他贴近了神的心意。
Elisha was near to the heart of God.
他知道怎么样才能够得到这个加倍感动的灵。
And he knew how Elisha would be able to receive the double portion of the Spirit.
虽然他自己没有能力给予，但是他给他一个方向。
Even though he did not have the power to give the double portion, he knew the method in which to obtain it.
他相信这个方法，神一定有办法给他加倍感动的灵。
He believed that if Elisha followed this method, God will give him the double portion of the Spirit.
那从这个地方，我们来看到，你看一个做老师的给学生的一个指示的方法。
Here we can see how a teacher gives guidance to his student.
今天我们很多人在当中教会老师。
Many of us sitting here are the religious education teachers.
今天做老师的有时候很多时候很多情况下我们其实也无能为力，我们也不知道、啊、怎么解决。
As teachers, we may be faced with a lot of problems or situations that we do not know how to solve.
或者是学生的问题，他们所面对的困难，做老师的其实也没有办法帮助他们真的解决。
Sometimes our students may face problems that we do not know how to solve for them.
但是做老师的可以指出一个方向，告诉他们一个方法，可以照着这个方法去做。
But as a teacher, we can send them off in the right direction, give them a method that they can follow.
所以这个其实也是老师鼓励学生，鼓励他的后辈，然后告诉他们应当追求的那个方向。
This is how a teacher should encourage the students what kind of direction they should pursue after.
这一点非常重要的。
This is very important.
所以以利亚他是一个非常好的老师。
Elijah was a very good teacher.
那这个方法一讲完之后，好了，他们现在两个人正走着说话。第十一节说，忽然就有火车火马将两个人隔开，以利亚他就乘旋风升天去了。
While Elijah was still speaking of the method, then it happened as they continued on and talked that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven.
他们正走着说话，表示说他们的生活是这样照常进行的。
While they continued on and talked means that they were still walking along their journey.
因为他们现在过了约旦河了。
For they had crossed over the Jordan River.
在约旦河的另外一面，神里面告诉他们是要往哪里去，他们没有一个特定的方向。
After they crossed the Jordan River, God did not tell them where else they should go.
他们就走着走着说着话当中，然后就突然之间火车火马来把他们隔开。
They were still walking and chatting when suddenly the chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire.
然后以利亚乘旋风升天，这个时候以利沙看见。
And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven, and Elisha saw it.
然后他就呼喊说：“我呼啊，以色列战车马兵啊！”
And he cried out, "My father, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen."
然后他不再见他，于是以利沙把自己的衣服就撕为两片了。
He saw him no more, so he took off his own clothes and tore them into two pieces.
然后他把以利亚掉下那个衣服捡起来。
He took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him.
然后现在就回去站在约旦河边。
He went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan.
然后现在，因为现在以利亚已经升天了。
Now Elijah is already ascended into heaven.
神所说要做的工作现在已经完成了。
What God planned for Elijah to complete has been completed.
留下他自己一个人。
And there only remains himself.
他现在当初他所求的是说有加倍感动的灵啊。
At that time he prayed for a double portion of the Spirit.
那这个加倍感动的灵怎么知道什么知道我到底有没有得到啊？
How do I know whether I have received this double portion of the Spirit?
但是有一件事他知道是他看见以利亚升天。
But there is one thing he knew. He saw Elijah being taken up into heaven by a whirlwind.
那他现在也捡到了这个以利亚这一件外衣了。
And now he also has in his possession the mantle of Elijah.
这一件外衣其实代表先知的职分。
And the mantle of Elijah represents the status of the prophet.
他先把他自己的衣服把它撕为两半，把它丢掉了。
First he tore off his own clothes and put them into two pieces.
从此以后以利沙他的旧的人已经过去了。
From then on, the old self of Elisha was dead.
从现在开始，他要穿上这个以利亚的外衣在身上。
From then on, he wants to put on the mantle of Elijah.
他要继承 这个以利亚的工作开始执行先知的工作了。
He wanted to receive the work of Elijah, the work of the prophet.
然后现在只剩下独自一人，他要回到他工作的场所去。
Now he was by himself all alone, and he has to return back to his place of work.
因为要过一旦河才能够回到他以色列国去。
And he would need to cross over the Jordan River in order to return back to Israel.
那这个时候在约旦河边，他照着他的老师曾经留下的榜样继续做。
Now, by the bank of the Jordan, he followed in the example of his teacher Elijah.
所以第十四节说，他用以利亚身上掉下的外衣打水，说：“主以利亚的神在哪里呢？”打水之后，水也左右分开，以利沙就过去了。
So in verse 14, he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Elisha crossed over.
他只是很单纯的照着以利亚曾经做过的事情再做一次。
He very innocently followed in the example of what Elijah had done.
他所说的这句话，主以利亚的神在哪里呢？
He said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah?
以利亚的神现在跟他在一起。
Now the Lord God of Elijah was with him.
所以他一打水以后，水也分开。
So when he struck the water also divided.
一样，以利沙，他现在一样是过一旦河水，也是走干地过去的。
And in a very similar fashion, Elisha now crossed over the Jordan on dry land.
所以以利沙他现在过了以后，在第十五节特别说，住耶利哥的先知门徒从对面看见他，就说感动以利亚的灵。感动以利沙了。
After Elisha crossed over, verse 15 tells us, Now when the sons of the prophets who were from Jericho saw him, they said, The spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha.
这件事情是神的灵感动了以利沙，现在是别的先知门徒亲眼看到的，他们亲眼所说的一个事实。
The spirit of God rests upon Elisha, and all the other sons of the prophets were able to witness it.
从这些外人的眼光看来，以利沙跟以利亚做一样的事。
From other people's viewpoint, Elijah and Elisha may have done the same work.
因为他打水，水一旦河分开，他走干地过去了。
For when he struck the water, the river divided, and they were able to walk over on dry land.
表面上看起来是一样的。
On the outside, it appeared that they did the same works.
但是在内心里面是不一样的。
But inside of them, in the heart, it was different.
因为只有以利沙他自己亲身感受到。
For only Elisha was able to experience this.
现在神的灵真的是加倍的感动他了。
For the Lord's Spirit truly moved him in a double portion.
因为这是以利亚告诉他的一个方法。如果我看见你升天，我就得到加倍感动的灵。
For this was the method that Elijah told to Elisha, If you see when I am taken away, then it shall be so for you, meaning you shall have the double portion of the Spirit.
这个灵的工作在以后他的工作里面就会慢慢呈现出来。
The work of the double portion of the Spirit shall be revealed in his later works.
但是表面看起来是一样的。
From the surface, they may look the same.
因为他现在一样穿一样的外衣。
Because he's wearing the same mantle that Elijah wore.
但是他的心里面的能力已经不同了。
But the power that is within him is different.
那从我们后来在列王记下所记载的以利沙的过程当中，我们就看到真的后来以利沙所做的工作，如果仔细算一算，他真的是以利亚的两倍。
If we look at the recordings of Elisha's work in 2 Kings, we can see that the miracles he performed was truly double that of Elijah.
我们只是很纯粹的从圣经里面所记载以利沙他所行的神迹，他所做的一些作为，我们去算他的数目而已了。
We are just very simply looking at the number of miracles that Elijah has performed as recorded in the Bible.
当然神的工作或者是灵的工作有时候没办法用数字去表达说几倍几倍。
Of course, the work of the Lord and the work of the Spirit cannot often be counted in terms of a number.
但是这个加倍的灵在身上他能够所彰显出的能力是以利沙最清楚而已。
But the double portion of the spirit that was within him and the work that he could do was most evident to Elisha.
但是我们相信以利沙他真的得到这个神加倍感动的能力。
But we believe that Elisha truly had received this double portion of the spirit. 那今
天以利沙他这个祈求对我们来说有没有什么样的教训在里面？
Today, let us take a look at Elisha's request. Does it have any teaching for us?
伊丽莎 懂得要求加倍感动的灵。
Elisha knew that he must ask for a double portion of the Spirit.
我们今天很多弟兄姐妹，我们在祷告的时候，我们都希望说有能够被圣灵充满。
Today, many brothers and sisters, when we pray, we want to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
因为当我们很单纯的看圣经这样的记载，我们就会很感动，很想要说，如果我也能够像以利沙这样，那有多好呢？
Sometimes we will read the Bible and we are very innocent. We feel, wouldn't it be great if I am like Elisha?
但是我们要先学习，其实神是不偏待人的。
But we must realize that God shows no partiality.
神都看我们的内心。
God will look inside of our hearts.
今天常常我们是看到一个事件，我们很羡慕别人能够这样子。
Today we might be envious of those who have this.
但是我们有时候没有办法真的去效法学习当初人家以利沙他怎样跟随以利亚，他当时候的这些心智是怎么样达到这个程度的。
But unfortunately, we are not able to imitate. For example, how Elisha followed Elijah through all this journey and what was in his heart.
从他的祈求里面，我们看到说，他真的很知道他所当求的是什么。
From his request, we can understand he knew exactly what he was asking for.
当以利亚问他说：“你要我为你做什么？”的时候
，When Elijah said, "Ask, what may I do for you?"
他所求的重点都是属灵的事情。
The main goal of his request was in spiritual matters.
他要求的是神的灵。
What he asked for was the Spirit of God.
他不是要求任何物质上的好处，或者是什么样的名声地位，都不是。
He was not asking for any material gain or for any status in the world.
因为他知道加倍感动的灵是一切工作的基础。
Because he knew the double portion of God's Spirit would be the beginning of all of his work.
而且要能够这么样顺服神。像他的老师这样子，神不管说什么，不管有多困难，有多不合理，他都能够顺着去做。
He knew he also needed the Spirit in order to be submissive to God, just like his teacher was. Whatever God commanded, he would do.
没有加倍感动的灵，也办不到这样的顺服。
If he did not have the double portion of the Spirit, he would not be able to be submissive.
所以，不管是从要继承先知的职分这个角度来看，他有羡慕。做神的工作，做神的仆人，这个心智来说
，from the aspect of being a prophet and being envious of the work of the prophet，
到知道要服侍工作，服侍神的这个工作基础能力来源
，to having the strength to be able to carry out the work of the prophet，
到能够像以利亚这么样顺服神。这些都需要神的灵加倍的感动。
To becoming like Elijah, who was very submissive to God, all of these needed the double portion of God's Spirit.
所以，我们今天常常在看的这个《使徒行传》第一章的第八节，我们看一下《使徒行传》一章八节。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
这当初神应许，主耶稣应许他的门徒要祈求圣灵。
At that time, Jesus told his disciples that they must pray for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
这里提到说，圣灵降在你们的身上，你们就必得着能力。
Here it tells us, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
那这里说圣灵会让我们得能力。
Here it tells us that the Holy Spirit will give us power.
常常我们都想到说，这个能力就是要让我们去做见证。
Many times we think that the power of the Holy Spirit is to allow us to become witnesses.
其实圣灵给我们能力要比做见证还多很多。
But the power that the Holy Spirit will give us is even more than merely becoming witnesses.
今天如果我们也知道我们该向神求什么。
Today, if we also know what we should ask of the Lord.
其实神所赏赐的最好的就是耶稣基督他自己。
What God gives us, what is the best thing He can give us, is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
因为有耶稣就有一切。
Because if we have Jesus, we have everything.
我们常常会忘记最好的，会只是求那个次好的。
Many times we forget what is the best, and we would only ask for what is second best.
常常祈求的是主耶稣的恩典啊。
Many times we ask for the blessings of Jesus.
我如果有困难，主啊，你帮我解决。
If I have a problem, Lord, please help me to solve it.
我如果有疾病，主啊，你医治我。
If I have an illness, Lord, please heal me.
主啊，我说有什么困难，你帮我把有什么障碍，你把这个障碍拿开。
Lord, if there's any hindrances in my life, please remove them from my life.
其实这些都是物质上的。
But all of these are considered material things.
但是真正有益的，主耶稣最喜悦我们求的，其实是属灵的。
But what is the most beneficial, what the Lord Jesus wants us to ask for, is the things that pertain to the spiritual matters.
那所以属灵的福气就是我们求神让我们真的能够对他有产生信心。
So the spiritual blessing is that we can ask the Lord to give us more faith towards him.
让神在我们的心里面能够真的生根建造。
So that the Lord can take root in our heart.
所以我们今天有神的灵在我们身上的时候，
So today when we have the Spirit of God within us,
我们就能够得能力。
We shall receive power.
因为很多时候我们人的眼界有限的。
Many times our eyesight are limited.
但是如果神在我们心里面呢，真的我们的心里面被圣灵充满了。
But if God is within us, if our heart is filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们的眼界就超越了这个物质了。
Then our vision will surpass that of the world.
我们凡事就会看到这个困难其实很容易就跨过去的。
In all things, we will be able to see how easy it is for us to overcome our problems.
因为信心会让我们得胜。
Because faith will make us victorious.
那因为我们所信的这个神是活的。
Because the one we believe in is living.
我们的信心是实实在在的，不是空的。
Our faith is real and alive. It is not empty.
所以最重要的是属灵的。属灵方面的福气的。
So the most important is the spiritual blessings.
就是主耶稣基督他自己能够实实在在住在我们心里，与我们同住。
That is that the Lord Jesus Christ can live within us and dwell with us.
圣灵给我们能力的时候，
And when the Holy Spirit gives us power,
我们就有办法顺服神的旨意。
We will have the ability to be submissive to the will of God.
我们绝对不会发怨言。
We will never complain.
因为不管神叫做什么事，我们看起来好像不合理。
Because regardless of what God tells us to do, even though it doesn't seem logical to us,
就像当初神要以利亚这边走，那边走，走来走去都没有发生什么事啊，似乎好像白走一遭了。
For example, God wanted Elijah to go here and there, and nothing happened at those places. It seems that they walked in vain.
但是以利亚他都没有讲什么话。
But Elijah said no word of complaint.
百分之一百顺服。
He was submissive to God 100%.
神说什么就去做什么，去哪里就去了。
Whatever God said, he did. Wherever God told him to go, he went.
顺服的心，对我们来说，我们有时候做不到的。
Many times today, we cannot have this kind of a submissive heart.
我们总是有觉得很多理由，说为什么要这样，为什么要那样。
We will come up with so many excuses. Why must I do this and why must I do that?
我们常常会反问神。
Many times we will be doubtful towards God.
其实这是不顺服。
But this means that we are not very submissive.
如果我们今天圣灵加倍感动，充满我们心里。
But today, if the Holy Spirit moves within us with a double portion of the Spirit,
我们真的会心里面充满顺服。教会不管安排什么事情，我们都不会发怨言的。
Then our hearts will be filled with submission, and whatever the church assigns us to do, we will not complain.
那我们在服侍神的过程当中，我们一定充满喜乐的。
And while we serve God, we will be very joyful.
就像以利亚跟以利沙他们两个在走路的时候，
Just like Elijah and Elisha while they were walking on their journey.
他们是欢欢喜喜的走路的。
They walked very joyfully.
Okay. 他们就好像没什么事情发生，就这样很自然的对话当中，神的工作，神就来了，就把他接走了。
They were walking and talking very naturally, and when the will of God came, God took Elijah away.
所以，我们看到这里这几次的查考，我们要知道说我们当求什么。
From our study, we know what we should ask for.
当主耶稣问我们，如果也给我们一个机会，让我们说你要我为你做什么的时候，
When Jesus gives us the opportunity and asks, "What do you want me to do for you?"
我们到底会求什么？
What will we ask of the Lord?
我们从马可福音第十章，我们查过的第一次，雅各跟约翰他们两个要求在神国里面的荣耀，一个坐左边，一个坐右边看。
From Mark chapter 10, we studied how James and John asked for Jesus to sit at his right hand and to sit at his left hand in his glory.
那到后来这个瞎子巴迪买，他要求主耶稣说，我要能看见。
And later we saw how the blind man Bartimaeus asked the Lord that he could see again.
然后到以利亚，以利沙他要求以利亚说他能够得到那个加倍感动的灵。
And from the example of Elisha asking Elijah that he wanted the double portion of the Spirit.
我们就看到说，什么事情是越来越重要的。
We can see what are the things that are more and more important.
有时候我们人 会有那种所谓要凸显自己比别人更尊贵，虽然所求的是属灵的，可是基本上的动机是错误的。
Many times we would have this desire to become better than others, and even though our request may be spiritual, it is out of a desire to become above others.
主耶稣说你们不知道求什么。
That is why Jesus said to them, you do not know what you ask.
主耶稣就把那个道理告诉他们，让他们明白。
And Jesus told them the teaching so that they could understand.
那后来这些门徒他们得到圣灵之后，他们真的也明白了。
Later, when the disciples received the Holy Spirit, they were able to understand this teaching.
所以后来我们就看到在教会建立以后，使徒他们碰到的事情，我们就 很少再看到所谓使徒他们发怨言的。
Later,
他们也没有在争所谓大小了。
Later, when we see that the church was established, we don't see any dissension among the apostles, nor do they argue over who is greater.
甚至雅各都是第一个被砍头的，为主耶稣牺牲生命的使徒了。
And even James was the first disciple who sacrificed his life for Jesus.
但是后面的这些使徒们，他们也没有跑掉，他们一个一个一个接着。要把这个主耶稣的工作把它完成。
We can see that none of the other apostles fled. They continued to toil so that they could complete the task of Jesus.
那从那个巴迪买他的祈求，我们看到一个人他真的能够心里明亮，他看到耶稣基督的好处。
From the example of Bartimaeus, we can see for a person truly to be able to see with their eyes, they would be able to see the goodness of Jesus.
当他的眼睛明亮以后，
when his eyes were enlightened,
他得到主耶稣的恩典了，
he was able to receive the grace of God.
他并不是跑去做他自己的事啊，
he did not leave to do his own things.
他并不是要赶快去见他所亲爱的人啊，
he didn't run off to see the people he loved the most.
他反而跟着耶稣，跟随耶稣走向耶路撒冷去。
Instead, he continued to follow Jesus toward the path.
在这个跟随的路程上面，他为耶稣做活生生的见证。
Toward the path of Jerusalem, and while he was following Jesus, he was able to serve as a living witness.
让在路上看到的人都归荣耀给神。
So that everyone who saw him was able to give glory to God.
他的生命变得非常有意义的。
His life became very meaningful.
然后到了这个以利沙，他祈求加倍感动的灵。
And now to the example of Elisha, asking Elijah for the double portion of the Spirit.
我们今天要祈求神给我们圣灵充满。
Today we must ask for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
让我们能够真的得到能力来顺服，来服侍。
So that we can receive the power, so that we can be more submissive, so that we can serve God.
然后让我们真的能够像圣经所应许我们的，这个圣灵是跟我们同住，而且是让我们有智慧、有启示的灵。
So that we can be in accordance with the Scripture, that the Holy Spirit will be with us and will give us wisdom.
我们凡事都可以成为圣洁，而且能够荣耀神。
And in all things we can be pure and holy and glorify God.
我们在服事过程当中看到很多的困难，我们都知道怎么解决。
Even though we may see a lot of problems while we are serving God, we know how to solve them.
就像以利沙，他开始接续工作，他很自然的，约旦河在那边，他也是用衣服打水，他就过去了。
Like Elisha, when he first began the work of the prophet, he saw the Jordan River, and naturally, he struck the water.
他效法他的老师所做的。
He imitated what his teacher had done.
今天我们的老师，我们所跟随的对象就是我们主耶稣基督。
And today our teacher is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们其实很多困难，我们是看着主耶稣怎么做，我们就跟着做的对了。
Any problems we encounter, let's see how Jesus solved the problem.
那所以今天其实我们在服事过程当中啊。
While we are serving the Lord,
我们要效法耶稣基督。
We must learn to imitate the Lord.
主耶稣基督他不管做什么事情他要先祷告。
For the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter what he did, he would always pray first.
有时候其实一件非常小的事情。
Sometimes it may be a very small matter.
如果我们先祷告了。
But if we pray first,
那个事情就会超我们想象之外的顺利。
The matter will be much smoother than, more than we can imagine.
我们现在教会已经渐渐走向。因为我们很多人都有很多的 talent， 很多的能力啊。
Our church is filled with members with many talents.
我们比较容易变成说，我要做什么事，我自己知道怎么做。
It's very easy for us to say, I'm going to do such a work for God, and I know how to do it.
但是说忘了要去靠神。
But we forget that we must rely upon God.
比如说以前早期的时候，教会充满祷告声。
For example, in the early days of the church was filled with the sound of prayer.
今天不管在教会里面被安排什么样的工作。
No matter whether you are assigned to do any task at church,
大部分的人要来执行工作以前，都先到会堂里面祷告。
Most of the people will come to the church before service to pray.
即使是要煮饭的，
even if they were assigned to cook,
他们也是先到教会里面祷告之后再去工作，再去厨房工作。
They would come to the church first to pray before they return to the kitchen to cook.
以前即使是要管理脚踏车的，要车管的，就是车辆管理的，他们也是先到会堂里面祷告完之后才去执行工作。
Even those who are assigned to watch over the bicycles, they would still come to church to pray first before they went to guard the bicycles.
那这更不用说那些要翻译领诗、要讲道的人了。
Then let's not talk about those who have to translate, those who have to give the sermons.
当他要执行工作的时候，他第一件事情一定知道，我要先到会堂里面祷告，求主耶稣带领我。
Before they touch any holy work, they know that they must come to the church first to pray.
那如果我们今天能够把这样的精神，像以利沙，他在服侍过程里面，他知道要求加倍感动的灵，他得能力的来源。那我们今天在做圣工的时候，我们一样也可以很容易的克服一些困难，然后神的名一定可以得荣耀的。
Today, if we can follow the example of Elisha, who knew the source of the power of God, and we can apply that to our servitude.
因为当以利沙打水，用衣服打水，让河水分开的时候，其他人就看到说啊，对，你看以利亚的灵已经感动了。神给以利亚的灵，现在又感动了以利沙了。
Because when the other prophets saw that Elijah struck the river and the river divided, they all said, "Look now, the spirit of Elijah is now on Elisha."
神的名得荣耀。
The name of the Lord has been glorified.
这是我们可以应用在我们的生活里面的。
And this is something that we can apply into our lives today.
我们以前有一个其实我们最近有一个姐妹她是这样在做这样的工作。
We have a sister who does the work.
这个姐妹，我们那时候在德国上课的时候， and, 她负责帮我们煮饭。
She was in charge of cooking our meals for us while we were studying in Germany.
从她身上，我看到以前教会的那种祷告精神。
But from her life, I could see that she has the spirit of prayer as the church had decades ago.
她是后来才在信主的。
She didn't believe in the Lord till later in life.
其实她信主才那时候。可能只有三年左右而已。
At that time, she was only a member for 3 years.
可是她却有一颗非常非常单纯的信心，而且是知道什么事情都要靠主耶稣的心呢。
But she had a very pure faith, and she knew that in all she did, she must rely upon the Lord.
她每一天要来教会煮饭的时候，要先去买菜。
Every day before she was to cook her meal, she had to go buy groceries.
她每一天都先到会堂里面去祷告15到20分钟之后才出门去买菜。
But she would first come to the church, pray for 15 to 20 minutes, then she would depart to buy the food.
然后她去买菜回来开始做饭。
After she buys the food, she would return to make the meals.
发现说她每次做的饭都特别可口，好吃的。
And I feel like every meal she cooked was the most delicious.
她每次的吃饭都觉得非常的。非常的享受。
And every time I ate of her meal, I enjoyed myself so much.
因为神的灵在当中。
Because the spirit of God is in the
meal. 神在带领她的工作。
Because God is guiding her work.
所以很自然，那个神的灵的运行是别人是吃的人就可以感受到。
So very naturally, because of the guidance of God, even those who partake of the meal can see.
那因为她这样做，所以她每一次做什么事情，她就知道说。主耶稣基督是我的依靠，什么困难他都知道我的帮助从哪里来。
Because she followed this example, she knew that her help was in the Lord and that the Lord was her reliance.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们。
Therefore, we pray to God to help us.
让我们真的能够学习这些古圣徒他们所求的。
So that we can learn from the requests that the old saints of old had made.
让我们都能够很坚定不移的，有始有终的来跟从耶稣基督。
So that we can be steadfast and loyal in following the Lord Jesus.
然后祈求这个加倍感动的灵，让我们能够顺服神。
So that we can pray for the double portion of the Spirit to move us, so that we can be submissive to God, and so that we can serve man.
然后彼此相爱。
So that we can love one another.
让我们在这个地方真能够让神的名得荣耀。
So that in this place, the name of the Lord can be glorified.
让每一个来到这里的人都能够同声说神。真是在这里。
So that everyone who enters here can say, "The Lord is here."
我们再来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
415首。
415。
请坐。
Please be seated.
现在祷告。
Now we are going to pray.
祷告的时候，求主耶稣带领我们接下来要举开的洗脚礼跟圣餐礼。
While we pray, we ask God to continue to guide our foot washing and Holy Communion sacraments.
我们感谢神，我们。几位新受洗的弟兄姐妹现在已经平安回到会堂来了。
We thank God that some of our newly baptized members have now arrived in church.
那一切都是主耶稣的恩惠，我们要充满感谢。
All of this is due to the grace of God. We must be filled with thanksgiving.
那我们祷告的时候也特别为这些弟兄姐妹祷告。
And so when we pray, let us pray especially for our newly baptized members.
让走这条天国路呢，从这个时候是一个起点，我们能够一路跟随耶稣到底。
For now is the beginning of their journey to heaven. May they walk till the very end.
我们现在一起跪下来祷告。
Now let us all kneel down and pray together.
我们可以到前面祷告。
You can come to the front to pray.